As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-Nabiyyin, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله JBS of Madani Channel, we're back once again with a new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Today, again, we'll discuss about her eminence, we'll discuss about her nobility, we'll discuss about her excellences, her virtues, and enlighten our hearts further with her esteem. Today, dear viewers, the topic of our discussion is a very beautiful topic. It is regarding the marriage of Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, how it took place, what the bridal gift was, and how that marriage proposal was requested in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and how this blessed marriage took place, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for it, how Allah Almighty commanded for it, and in what beautiful setting, in what beautiful surroundings and environments this blessed wedding took place. We'll talk about the wedding of Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha with Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem in today's episode. But before we start our discussion, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, there are many benefits, many virtues of sending peace and salutations upon the prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. So it is stated in a narration that the one who recites salat upon the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam 700 times daily in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, Allah will allocate some angels who will convey this salat in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Due to it, the blessed soul of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will get pleased. Then Allah will command those angels that keep supplicating for the forgiveness of this person until the day of judgment. So dear viewers, such beautiful blessing there is for, especially in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem as well, the virtues and excellences of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are beyond count. They're beyond one's imagination. This is that blessed month, dear viewers. Ramadan al-Kareem is that blessed month in which the reward of nafl, of voluntary and optional act, is increased to the reward of a fard act, and an obligatory act, a fard act, the reward for that is increased 70 times more. This is that blessed month. So dear viewers, try to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as you can, especially in the month of Ramadan, and in generally throughout the year, every day, whenever you can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, today's topic is regarding the marriage of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And as we will be discussing this, dear viewers, we also should be pondering upon our own selves, that when it comes to our marriages in our society, whether it is our own marriage or whether we want our children to get married, then what pattern do we follow? Whose footsteps do we follow, and which things do we prioritize when we start looking for a match for our children or even ourselves? So let's go through the detail of how this blessed marriage took place. So when Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha came to the age of marriage, now many people, they had this desire to marry her. You can imagine how Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha would be, what a noble character she would possess, and the lineage that she has. She is the daughter of the final messenger of Allah, the best of the creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So they had a desire to Mary Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Many Muhajirin and Ansar, the noble elites amongst them, among the Muhajirin and Ansar, they sent a marriage proposal to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always perform whatever the command of Allah would be. So in this relation too, the reply of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would be that I am waiting for the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this matter. Meaning, regarding the marriage of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, I'm waiting for divine verdict. So there were many other noble elites as well who expressed their desire for marriage for Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, even the likes of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anha. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied the same to them, that I have handed this matter over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to this matter. Now dear viewers, one day Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ma'ad radiallahu an, they were in Masjid al-Nabawi. And now Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he said that many noble elites, they've expressed their desire to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has replied that this matter is handed over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waiting for Allah's decree, Allah's command in this matter. However, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem has not expressed his desire openly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and neither has he mentioned anything in this regard. Now, when we talk about noble elites, dear viewers, we need to understand over here that Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem is the leader of the noble elites. And where we find many other noble elites expressing their desire to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem up until now had not expressed his desire to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha is mentioning over here that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem has not mentioned his desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And I think that the reason for this is his poverty, is his lack of worldly provisions. So he said that we should go to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and mention the matter of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha to him, that if it is because of poverty that he is not expressing his desire to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then we should help him in this matter. Now dear viewers, what we need to understand over here is that although the noble elites, the honorable companions, they expressed their desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, but none of them had any kind of ill feelings for one another in their hearts. It wasn't a case that one companion has expressed his desire, then the other companion would start having negative feelings in his heart regarding that companion who expressed his desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. The case we can see over here where Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Sa'd bin Ma'ad radiallahu anhu, they all gathered and they also had expressed their desire, but they knew that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem has not expressed his desire. He has not mentioned anything in this regard as of yet. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu himself says that I think the reason for this is his poverty. It is because of his poverty that he has not expressed his desire in this matter. And he himself is saying that we should go to him and help him if this is the case. How clean their hearts were, how much they had the yearning to help each other in relation to any matter that was within their control. So this was their mindset. This is the purity of their heart. This is how they looked after each other. And now all these honorable figures, they go in search of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. They start looking for him. So they found out that at that time Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem was busy in drawing water out using camels from a garden of an Ansari companion on a wage, on a salary. So Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem is busy in earning halal sustenance through such hard labor work. So when they met him over there, Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu said to him that, O Ali, the noble elites of Quraysh, they've sent a marriage proposal for the daughter of the Prophet, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, but the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam returned them saying that I've left this matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we've seen that you have every good trait, every good habit you have, and you're also a relative of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So I'm hopeful that Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam have stopped this matter from everyone else just for you, just for your sake. So the narrator says that there were tears in the eyes of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and he said that, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, poverty has stopped me from this. Meaning the destitution, the state of my poverty has kept me from expressing this desire of mine in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that I want to marry your beloved daughter. So it is because of poverty. And what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had thought initially, it was correct that it is poverty that had stopped Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem from expressing his desire to marry the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu now said to him that, O Ali, do not say this. This world and whatever is in it is like dust, flying dust particles before Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now dear viewers, you can see that how Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is encouraging, is motivating Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to express his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this world, what happens? If we want a certain marriage proposal, then we go to any extent, whether lawful or unlawful, in ensuring that no one else approaches that very match that we are interested in. And we will make sure that we play all our cards, all our tricks to convince the other party where we want to get married that anyone else other than us is not suitable for this match. We try to convince them, even if it is falsely, that anyone else other than me is not a suitable match for your daughter. We try to backbite them. We try to reveal the shortcomings which perhaps wouldn't even exist within them. We go to any extent to make sure that no one else other than us gets married to that very marriage proposal that we are interested in. But in this instance, have a look at the purity and sincerity of the companions that when they expressed their desire, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied that I've left this matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm waiting for divine command in this relation, in this regard. And they had realized that Mawla Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem is the deserving candidate. And they went to him themselves. And they convinced him for him to express his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he mentioned regarding his poverty, regarding his destitution, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu further motivated him, encouraged him, saying to him that this world and whatever there is in this world is not, is just like dust particles, it's just like dust before Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These examples, dear viewers, are unprecedented. These examples are such that we don't find around us very commonly. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu convinced Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to go in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and express his desire for marrying Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, whilst doing so, praised him. He reminded him of his noble traits, of his noble habits, of his noble character, and how closely related he is to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Again, this shows the love that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had for Mawla Mushkil Kushar Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And despite expressing his own desire to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, over here he's convincing Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem to go and express his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for the marriage of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now dear viewers, what happens is that after completing his work, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he headed towards the house of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. And at the house of Umm Salama radiallahu anha was also present the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So reaching there, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem knocks at the door. And as he knocks at the door, Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked, "Who is it?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Get up and open the door. It is he whom Allah and his messenger love, and he also loves them." So there's a knock at the door. Umm Salama radiallahu anha is asking the question that who is it? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is replying, whilst being inside, without the door being opened, without seeing who's outside, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is replying that, "Get up, open the door. The one who's at the door is the one who is loved by Allah and his messenger. And that individual also loves them," meaning loves Allah and his messenger. So Umm Salama radiallahu anha, she said that, "May my parents be sacrificed upon you. Who is this person? Who is this personality? Who is this individual?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied that, "He is my brother and someone who's most beloved to me in the entire creation." So Umm Salama radiallahu anha says that, "I got up in such a rush so quickly that I almost got tangled between my own shawl." So she says that, "I opened the door and I saw that it is Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem." So he came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said salam to him. After that, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and started to scratch the ground as if he wanted to say something, but modesty had become a hindrance for him to says whatever his desire was. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, at this instance, he said, "O Ali, is there anything to tell me? Over here, every desire of yours will be fulfilled." So Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he humbly said that, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You know that you took me from your uncle and your aunt Fatima bint Asad. At that time, I was an immature child. I did not have understanding. I did not have comprehension. You guided me. You taught me adab. You taught me etiquettes. You made me a person of noble character. You've been kind to me and you've showered favors upon me more than even my parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me through you. Ya Rasulullah, dear Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you are my medium and my provision in this world and in the hereafter. What my desire is, what my wish is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves me through you in such a way that I also have a family, I also have a house, and I also have a wife through whom I can attain peace. Thus, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I've come in your court with a request, with a marriage proposal for your daughter Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha." So dear viewers, this is how Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem reached the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is how, out of modesty, out of shyness, he radiyallahu anhu expressed his desire to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding marrying his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So up until now, dear viewers, there are many pearls of wisdom that we can derive from the account that we have so far covered. We've talked about the love that companions had amongst each other, the love that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh had for Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. But at the same time, dear viewers, we also come to know, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knows what is behind the wall, what is behind the closed doors. This is the power given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he told Umm Salama radiallahu anha who's behind the door, who's knocked at the door, even before the door was opened or even before he saw it was Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem behind the closed doors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the knowledge of the unseen, ilmul ghaib. Then, dear viewers, we also come to know that how modest Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was. Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, out of modesty, out of shyness, how beautifully he presented, he expressed his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It was through mentioning the favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, through mentioning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam being more compassionate, more merciful towards him even than his own parents. He reminded the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of these favors that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had done upon Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. So this is again a great lesson for us, dear viewers, that in this world many a times we come across certain occasions where there are many people who hold us, who support us, who do favors upon us. So in return, we should also be thankful to them. You know, we should also be paying gratitude to them. And whatever we can, we should make up for it within our own domain, within our own capacity. Unfortunately, our state nowadays is that whoever does favor upon us, ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, we try to belittle him afterwards. We try to harm his reputation in the society outside. This has become a common norm, as if the person who's done a favor upon us, we think as if this was he was bound to do this for us. And now that he's done this favor, we've taken our, you know, whatever we needed from him. Now, you know, let's damage him. This is what we do. For the time being, maybe we will be able to do this. We may succeed in tarnishing someone's repute, someone's honor in sight of other people. But those who do this, they face severe consequences of this sooner or later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes, and the seas of Allah Almighty is very, very severe. So we need to be very careful, dear viewers, that how we learn these pearls of wisdom from the lives of the Ahlul Bayt, of the companions, and how can we implement that in our lives as well. So up until now, dear viewers, we've covered that how the noble elites of Quraysh, they also expressed their desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. And the reply of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was that I'm waiting for divine command. I'm waiting for the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this matter. But the companions, they go to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem, even those companions who had expressed their own desire to marry Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, they themselves went to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem, convinced him, motivated him, encouraged him to present his desire, express his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then how Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem did so, this is something that serves as a great lesson for us, that how we should also be in this regard. We should never leave modesty. Never ever should we leave modesty and come to a stage where people consider us to be shameless. Modesty is an integral part of faith, something that was deeply rooted within Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem, within Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, within Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, other companions, and the Lady of Paradise Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So dear viewers, we're talking about the marriage of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and up until now we've covered how Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem was convinced by other companions to express his desire in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. And now Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem has arrived in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's expressed his desire to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But the way in which this was done, the modesty in that he observed whilst doing all this, this is phenomenal, something that we need to learn from. Dear viewers, we will continue our episode from here onwards, that what happened next when he expressed his desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. Now, what was the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the reply, and what happened thereafter? Inshallah, we will cover this in our next episode. So make sure you join us again in our next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. is the lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.